Fire Street bid went out, and I brought up the fact at one, at the meeting before, that we had purchased that property and we had no intention of using it, and we failed to purchase the property around the bay due to unforeseen circumstances. The city is going to use that property up there for parking, and I just wanted to make that comment. I think it'd be a, it's gonna give them good turnaround there, so we are gonna use it, so I'd just like to make that correction. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I have nothing further to add. Unless anybody has any questions?
So Jeff will be here for the code?
The code review committee will be this Thursday. Thought I'd put that in there, but we will be having a code review committee meeting this Thursday at 4:00.
This Thursday, okay.
Thank you.
You will remind us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Anything further or any question? Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Any assembly members have any reports? The next item is appointment to fill a vacancy on the cemetery committee. One vacancy, we don't have any letters of interest, but to defer this item until after.
Well, he did submit his letter of interest. It's.
Pardon me?
Michael Brown submitted his letter of interest. It's attached.
Yeah, that's correct. We did.
It's for the Parks and Rec.
But we'll defer this until after. Well, that's for the Parks and Rec.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one.
Which is not on the only.
It should be.
It's right here.
It's on there.
Dave.
No, I mean on the.
Oh, on this one.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, it's the cemetery committee still. Sorry about that. The cemetery committee, it should have been Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, okay.
I apologize.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry.
Anyway, well, since we got that straightened out, that Michael Brown did turn in a letter of interest for the Parks and Rec support. So, Gordon, unless there's anything from any of the assembly members, we point him to that board.
Okay.
I'd like to really thank this gentleman.
Yes.
He definitely had a very big interest in this place. It would be great.
All right.
Next item is persons to be heard. And one person to be heard, Ryan Ashton, simple report.
Good evening, Brian Ashton, 730 Case Avenue. I'm here just to answer any questions you guys might have. I turned this report in today. The meeting was last week. And if you'd like, give you guys time to review it, and I can come back on the next meeting if you have any questions. Or if you do have questions, just ask that I come.
Actually, I did review it.
I didn't have a I didn't have a chance. I just picked it up just now.
You're fast, Mayor.
I have to say it looks very thorough, though. Thank you.
Well, if you'd like, I can just take 2 minutes and do a cursory overview, or just let you guys read it and get back to me.
Well, you was a simple pleasure. You want to give a quick overview of it?
No, I'm just going to thank him. Brian has been very good about giving us a good report. And
yes,
we haven't had that in the future, in the past. And since you've been on board, I appreciate the reports that you come and give the assembly. And yeah, I'd like to have some time to read that.
Well, you all know where I live, so stop by and have coffee.
And your phone number is?
Coffee's always on?
Coffee's always on.
I do want to give credit to the SEPA staff for their reports that they present, because all the attachments come right out of their board packet. They're highly detailed. What I basically do is I, as a courtesy to you guys, I buffer it down and just put it down. It's a very basic bulleted points of anything of interest, and we can elaborate on any of those. That way, it's more digestible. But in short, everything's going well. Got a lot going on. A lot of capital projects getting taken care of. Lots of planning being done for the future. Very candid discussions. As you know, the O&M process is moving ahead. I guess the only thing I'd like to add to that is that, as I mentioned before, I'll certainly support the council's wishes on that. And the only thing I'd like to just have you keep in mind is any wordage we can do to keep the TAI staff out of the plant, you know, located in Wrangell would be good. I don't even know if that's possible in wordage or not. But the economy, you know, we could get the money that we pay into SEPA returned to the communities and, you know, back into where we pay it is really an important part of the whole economic process. And it'd be nice if we could just maintain those positions here, even if SEPA does take over the O&M. But I'm confident everything's going to go smoothly and go well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. And I would like to add my two cents to what Steve said about the report. Very good. We thank you very much. The next item, unfinished business. We have two ordinances. We will begin with proposed ordinance number 875. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Section 3, Administration and Personnel of the Wrangell Municipal Code by repealing Chapter 3.50, Cemetery Advisory Committee, in its entirety. This is a second reading, and we did have a public hearing on this prior to this meeting.
Move to approve at ordinance number 875.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Anyone have any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please.
Assemblymembers Wiederspin?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now the next one is proposed ordinance number 876, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 5.08.005 and 5.08.050 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to sales tax to establish a definition of single purchase sale and amend the exemption for a single purchase of goods or services. This is also second reading and was the subject of prior public workshop.
Move to approve ordinance number 876.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I'd just like to mention one thing is that we'd like, I think it'd be good to have an effective date on this of April 1st, 2014. I have talked to a couple of businesses, major, that this would probably have a great effect on. And as they say, it would be great for them, their bookkeeping. Rather than start it in the middle of the month, in the middle of the quarter, it would make sense to have an effective date of April 1st, when the new quarter begins.
Sure, makes sense.
Is there anything else?
To further that discussion, you need to have that part of the recommended action.
Pardon?
No.
We don't
have to.
Okay, fine.
But in the minutes, I will note that that was added.
Yeah.
That would be just adding that wording and providing for our effective date of the.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. If we need it to be a part of the motion.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Assemblymember Stowe? Stowe? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I said. I'll roll for it.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Under new business, 13A, proposed resolution number 03-14-1292. A resolution of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, recommending that the operations and management of the Tai Hydroelectric Project be transferred from Thomas Bay Power Authority to Southeast Alaska Power Authority and committing to work cooperatively with the Petersburg Borough and SEPA to formulate a comprehensive conversion plan to meet this goal, and repealing resolution number 12-13-1290.
Move to adopt resolution number 03-14-1292 that repeals previously adopted resolution number 12-13-1290.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
You know me. Gotta have a discussion. There's a couple of things that bother me, and the whereas in this thing is, believes that the we're in the fourth paragraph down, whereas recognize the many contributions that TBA and Thomas Bay Power Commission have made over the years and the bond that have helped create Petersburg and Wrangell, and believes that the TBA, DBPCA, PC, there's no way, should go into an inactive state rather than be eliminated so that it can be reactivated in the future if the need arises. This goes back to some of the questions that I had before. I don't object to the letter going to the fact that, the communities are asking for SEPA to take over, but the going into inactive state and going past Thomas Bay. Thomas Bay was formed and is part of our charter. And then we have ordinances that have been formed to formulate Thomas Bay. And by making these resolutions and going forward, you're going over the top of Thomas Bay. The contracts are held with Thomas Bay. You've the contracts and the power of the authority, which was given to us under formation, which was under Article 9, or 11 rather, of our charter, and then the specific powers and duties were under 3.40.040. given the Thomas Bay the authority, and the SEPA paperwork that we were given gives them the direction to give notice of termination and give a 1 year in advance effective July of the next contract year. And seems to me we're kind of overstepping some of those things. I don't have, the communities have the right to request this. I don't object to that, but I think we need to get back to where we are following our own rules. And this letter that, and resolution that we're sending forward is part of the process, but the process has to be directed towards Thomas Bay. And then we had this discussion last time that with the charter, with the ordinances, we have to follow them. If we don't follow them, we're breaking our own ordinances, which means we're in violation of our ordinances. And we're not up here to be in violating our own ordinances. So I want to bring that to our point. I've had a discussion with the city clerk. Jeff has asked for clarification on the charter one. As I mentioned before, at the Thomas Bay Power Commission meeting, Petersburg in that meeting, the Petersburg representatives wanted to keep Thomas Bay Power Commission, not the authority. The authority is what we're talking about here, is getting rid of, it's the O&M contract out there. And the four questions that I'd asked to be given to the lawyers, those still have not been answered. They should be answered. And like I say, I don't, you know, if that's the wishes of the community, I've said that before, that's the direction that they're doing and going. And this all started with Petersburg not wanting to do their non-net billables. And that puts a burden on our community. And our community stepped forward and took over, and consequently this body and Petersburg have stepped up to the plate to continue, which they are obligated to do by contract, because that 1 year is in their our contracts that formed Thomas Bay. And that's the proper direction that we should be taking. And I see the overall picture of dealing and contracts and rest of that as being overstepped. I am president of Thomas Bay, and there's no communications going on between Thomas Bay and SEPA. And we need to get that communication line open, and we need to move forward and accomplish what we need to accomplish, but we should do it in a responsible manner. So as far as the letter goes here, I wanted to bring those things back to the public again, and this body which controls things. And like I said, I have no objection to the direction that we're taking, but it should be done in a proper manner. The four legal questions that I brought forward still haven't been answered, and this body had some questions about it and didn't want them getting answered, but there's still part of them that, like, Jeff's got to answer, because if it's part of our charter, I don't see how we can eliminate it. It has to go back to the people to be eliminated, that our charter was voted on by the people. So that's a question that Jeff took, the last one that he took to our city attorney. And those are part of the questions that I had originally asked. So I think we need to move on. We need to move positively, but we need to do it in a proper manner. So that's my statement. Thank you.
Some of the questions answered on those papers we got back?
I haven't seen any of them answered so far.
Well, I had one that came back that had several of them answered.
I put it in your inbox because Jeff answered them, not the attorney.
Yeah, Jeff answered the question, not.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Has the attorney solved this resolution also?
I'm sorry.
Has this been the resolution been seen by the attorney?
Okay.
And now the new question on the other part is being investigated. Sorry, Mayor. To direct it to you.
Any further comments from the discussion? Roll, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
No.
I said Stokes.
What?
You.
Oh, me, no.
Did you say no? Mm-hmm. Stoke?
No.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
So for point of clarification, this resolution fails, so the one that was previously adopted in December stands, which is essentially the same, just with a couple of different changes.
Just a couple of words.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So, Mayor?
Yes.
May I ask her a question?
Sure.
So, when you get that information, did we have it?
Absolutely.
And if you, and I talk to you, and so when Jeff gets back, if you'd notify me, and I'll set up a meeting with Jeff to see what that communications are. Okay, thank you.
Next item, 13B, approval to award the bid received from Pacific Alaska Lumber Company LLC for the City Dock Fender Replacement Materials Project.
I move to approve the bid for the purchase of materials for the Wrangell City Dock Fender Pile Replacement Project from Pacific Alaska Lumber Company for the price bid of $188,056.75 to be purchased with the dock rehabilitation grant funds. Big words.
There's a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Terry, you have something?
I guess the only comment I have is it's nice to see that we keep our facilities up and been improving them. And, you know, this is part of our grant money that we got from them. I just, thank you.
Anything further? Full vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, that is attached to your information. Item 15, executive session, we have no executive session. Item 16 is adjournment, we have adjournment 7:40.
Wow.
Oh, you did good.